should, and
we're live.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation. It's a couple minutes after 4 on Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Roll call, Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Vassalone.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Berndt.
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Here.
Here.
All right. Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chair, motion to confirm the agenda as.
Second. Motion by Commissioner McCarville, second by Commissioner Berndt. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The agenda is confirmed on the consent agenda. Do we have a motion on that?
Yep, I'll make a motion that we confirm the consent agenda.
So a motion by Commissioner Mueller and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Any discussion? If not, we will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Berndt?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
Aye as well. On to the consideration of approval of the activities of business. Ashley?
Yes, we have some really sexy topics on our agenda today. Weed abatement being number one. The bid came, I tried to solicit a number of bids and was only successful in getting one. I understand some of our adjacent property owners are having the same issue with being able to get folks out. So it's with Provision Landscape, who we utilize and who have been really good to us. It was just a little over the amount that I could authorize without coming to the board. It's $2,750. It is for the entire 6 acres of UP, so from Main Street to East 3rd, and I am just taking care of the city's portion. You're welcome.
I see some reimbursement coming.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I certainly appreciate it.
No, hopefully I'll make Mr. Code Enforcement Officer Richard Everett happy. So, and I should note that they're scheduled to come out tomorrow.
State paid a car bill.
So I would just ask for your approval and happy to answer any questions.
And I'll just chime in. I gave you a couple of names of people that like we use for our property management services, and they couldn't even, they're the ones that wouldn't even bid it.
I mean, and just to give a perspective, Pacific Companies was trying to get bidders to come out for, you know, across the street, and they ended up having to have their own employees go out and pull weeds. So not sure why it's so difficult right now, but it is.
First day of fall, everybody's putting up Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and I
think everybody is busy.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, just wanted to give a little explanation as to why we don't have multiple bids for consideration. We tried.
Does anyone have any concerns about,
Mr. Chairman, going forward, is this same company?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Berndt, it should basically, winter or fall should take care of everything from here on out after their initial taking care of the weeds. And then I suspect we'll be under construction, which I can give an update on those, that status of that project probably next spring. So it won't be within our purview anymore.
And I'd say that typically like May, end of May is when you start needing to
mm-hmm.
get a weed.
To regenerate.
So if there's not any other questions or concerns from board members, council, like you, would you mind reading the title of the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. This is Resolution 19-032.
A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the scope of work for weed abatement pursuant to the services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Provision Landscape, Inc., authorizing execution of the scope by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the scope, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the scope, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Motion on the resolution.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve resolution number 19-032 as read by council.
Sorry.
So motion by Commissioner Fitzgerald and second by Commissioner Burns. Is there any discussion? If not, we will call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalon.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
The resolution is adopted. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Pain in the backside. So on to the next item, the downtown striping by PC Maintenance.
Again, sexy stuff, I know. So kind of say in line with what I just said regarding trying to obtain multiple bids, it was a little bit more of a challenge than I would like, but PC Maintenance is the company that does all of our snow removal work and has completed sidewalk, downtown parking striping projects for us in the past, and it's always been really great. Again, this amount was outside of my authority to approve. Generally, there's several areas that are just in dire need of restriping. So basically the geographic area is from the rail line to Carlton, to Meridian Road, to East 3rd. The only thing that I've asked them to keep out is Idaho Avenue between Meridian and East 2nd, because one, it was restriped between Main and East 2nd, and with Pacific Companies, quit laughing. and with Pacific Companies project, it'll be taken care of with that. So it's in the amount of $3,500, which seems like a very fair price, considering the amount of work.
I have a dumb question on this one. Isn't that striping on those roads at ECH's responsibility?
No, that is our responsibility to take on.
Really?
If we want it.
Roads, but they don't stripe them.
And we've restriped areas at least three times. We haven't done it as a whole ever in this way, but it's time for most of the areas.
Mr. Chairman, I thought there was a person downtown
that was doing that.
That's
what he was laughing at.
We,
stop it.
Okay, so
we
striped that. So this is something we've been paying for, and I guess we pay for it under the concept of fighting blight and keeping it looking good.
And we're kind of the authority on parking. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess the thing that doesn't make sense to me is once you don't have an urban renewal district anymore, isn't striped?
Then it'll be the city.
The highway district will do road striping and the crosswalks.
So you get bad striping if you don't have your urban renewal district.
Or if you don't move fast enough.
Any other questions or surly comments?
My comment is with great authority. Have the responsibility for related
chopping down weeds and painting striping.
We're doing good work, people.
So, Council Lakey.
Okay. This is Resolution 19-033. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the 2019 scope of work for restriping certain downtown parking spaces and other services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance, authorizing execution of the scope by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the scope, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the scope, and providing an effective date.
Motion by Commissioner McCarvel and a second by Commissioner Bassanon. Is there any discussion? Now we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassanon?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarvel?
Aye.
Commissioner Burt?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald? And I as well. Release the painting animals.
Yes.
Release the misdemeanor.
All right, on to the fiscal year 20 winter services agreement. Ashley?
So as we do every year, we enter into an agreement with PC Maintenance for snow removal for both. This year, it'll only be the Masonic Temple parking and then for the Compass VRT parking lot. While it's grouped together on this agenda item, there are two separate agreements within your packet. And it's not, we don't have like a lump sum. It's basically they give us their hourly rates and materials, and it just depends on the kind of winter that we will have. So for Masonic, we're 100% responsible for those costs. Just a reminder, with Compass VRT, we split those costs with the Property Owners Association.
For a little while longer.
For a little while longer, yes.
Does anyone have any questions? Here, Ashley, on that.
Ashley, have each rate changed?
Not very much.
They've
always been really reasonable for us.
Yeah,
that's just their standard rate they charge us.
Well, if there's other questions, Council, like you, would you read the title of the resolution, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-034, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, amendment of the services agreements between the Meridian Development Corporation and PC Maintenance LLC for snow removal and sweeping services for the Urban Renewal Agency on the Masons parking lot and the Compass BRT parking lot, authorizing execution of the amendments by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the amendments, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the amendments and provide an effective date.
Thank you.
Well, this will be the first of a few that will be coming through probably next meeting. I decided to break it up for some of you guys, not to load it. But because we have a task order for Forestry and Associates as the next item on the agenda, their three-year contract just needs to be renewed for an additional 3 years through the end of September 2022. Rates are staying the same. Basically, this allows them to be able to be authorized to do task orders as directed by this board.
So, yeah, we're not authorizing spending, we're just authorizing.
That they're one of our on-call engineering firms.
Questions for Ashley? Not. Council Lakey.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-035, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement for the extension of the Professional Services Agreement for On-Call Engineering Services between the Meridian Development Corporation and Forsgren Associates, Inc. for On-Call Engineering Services for the Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. McCarvel.
I move that we approve Resolution 19-035.
Second. by Commissioner McCarville and second by Commissioner Burns. Is there any further discussion? Is there a roll call vote? Commissioner Mueller? Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Vassilon? Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. All right. Now on to the spending money part. Get that one, Ash.
Sure. So the next item on the agenda is the task order to hopefully finalize the preliminary work for the 9 Mile floodplain. I know we've been talking about this for a really long time. We finally received all of the economic analysis from FEMA. So FEMA's, I just can't say it enough. Publicly, they've been a great partner. They have taken on a lot of the work that we would have spent tens of thousands of dollars on, and may not have necessarily gone as quickly as we had hoped in some areas, but we're getting a lot of really good information. So we're at the point now we need to take that information and put it into cost estimates based on the agreed upon flow rate amount that we negotiated with them. So this is what this is, to be able to assist with that. Additionally, some coordination with some of the public entities that will be needed, especially ACHG, for example, and the City of Meridian. And also to participate in hopefully a joint meeting between the City Council and our board to figure out what the next steps will be. There's a good chance we're still vetting this out that we may not qualify for federal dollars based on the economic analysis that we received from FEMA. We are checking into that. We're trying to find out if there's ways that we can qualify if we do X, Y, and Z. Those conversations are actually happening this week while FEMA is in town. David Miles, the floodplain administrator, and our consultant are meeting with FEMA and their team. So hopefully I'll have more information, but nonetheless, we're going to have a big project on our hands, and we need to make some decisions. And the goal is to hopefully get some level of MOA between the city and MDC completed this year, so that we all know how we're moving forward over the next few years. So this would allow for the completion of that work and those cost estimates to be created.
So this estimate is a not to exceed number for those items?
And they've always been, we've lucked out with the consultants that we've had. They've always been really great and usually come in under budget. Not to say that that's going to be the situation, but they've been very mindful of the budget dollars that we've had. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Vassilon, the big time limit is the time frame that we have in terms of our existence as an urban renewal district. You know, we expire at the end of 2026. So if we're the ones expected to take the lead on this and to contribute financially, then time is ticking. In terms of the timing of the study, you know, they remap the watershed every decade, is my understanding-ish. So right now we have a negotiated flow rate amount, and if we don't start moving forward towards that, then they could come back and remap, and we would start over. Yeah.
So follow up. So if I'm hearing you correctly, the 2026, our
sunset date,
is our time limit in terms of this body, and then but the study itself could be good for up to 10 years. If, let's say, we didn't do it and the city had to do it, they could use this study.
Well, the challenge is the only time that we're going to be able to go change that map. So basically, we've agreed upon a flow rate, but that does not reflect on any map. So it's still reflected the 146 CFS, where we've negotiated down to like 96 or 98 CFS. Well, until we actually go do the improvements and get the improvements in, tested, and put in the LOMAR, that's the letter of map revision to FEMA, which again takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get through that process and get it implemented into the maps, all the work we've done will be for naught. And it won't exist in anyone's minds other than just the fact that we've gone through these steps over the last few years. So that's another reason why it's important to act as quickly as we can, because we've had a favorable group at FEMA working with us.
Yeah.
And who knows what that might look like in a few years. And the problem is trying to figure out, you know, as you and I were talking before the board meeting, the cost of doing nothing, you know, and what is that economic impact into the community of Meridian and also our downtown, because that is the natural growth period, whereas most of those properties, with the exception of one, would have to be raised 6 to 8 feet above where it is right now to be able to redevelop. And that's just not likely to happen.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Actually, I agree. I think it eventually is going to have to be done.
Sure.
Somebody's going to have to do it. And my only concern with this specific resolution was that this $9,300 is going to be good for a good period of time. I mean, if somebody doesn't work on it like 6 months from now, it's not going to require another study.
I was just going to add, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bassalon, we have built into the task order that it will be completed by the end of next fiscal year. If we need to extend that, we can. If we want to do something different, we can. I usually just build in a time frame on a task order. And
Mr. Chairman, and this work will be completed in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I understand the study, the work, the cost estimates will be just as good as long as the cost estimates are reasonable. They'll have to take into consideration contingencies. But again, it's making assumptions at this time, and that's the best that they're going to be able to do. But the FEMA study, I mean, that information is great. But again, until it actually gets incorporated into a map, it doesn't really mean anything until we take that step.
Mr. Chair, my concern was that, you know, we're dependent on a number of other agencies, including the federal government and FEMA, to allow this to go forward with whatever is agreed to now. But, you know, if they change their minds a year from now and we haven't implemented don't have the funds to do it right away, and the study has been done, will that study still be a valid study going forward? That was my concern. Todd, my concern wasn't that the study itself wouldn't get done. I mean, the study will get done in a timely fashion, but can it be implemented over a period of time so that it doesn't need to be implemented like next year or the study's no good? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, and Mr. Jarman and Commissioner Bassalon, that's why I would just urge that there is a sense of urgency with this project. FEMA has been a great partner for us, and do I think everything's going to, you know, fall apart within the next year or two? No, I don't think so. But again, time is ticking, and it takes a long time to go through each of these steps, you know, in terms of you would have to get construction documents. One, we need the funding. We need to put the construction and design together, and then once that's all implemented, then it goes through LOMAR. So basically, I can fill up from now until the end of our life cycle with trying to get this project through before we sunset.
Yeah,
that's the time frame we're actually looking at. But again, we can only take on so much of that. We're assuming at this point, just throwing out numbers. Well, like I said, we'll have better numbers. We're assuming probably in the $6 to $7 million range. Based on inflation from the 2011 numbers. And so based on that and trying to figure out, okay, well, what part can MDC put together? And we put $700,000 towards this project in this fiscal year's budget. And right now I'm just making the assumption that we're not going to get federal grants. We're going to do everything we can to qualify, and we're investigating that, but economic analysis did not help us for that. So then we have to look at our partner agencies, and it may be more than just the city. It may be ACHD. It may be the irrigation districts.
Yeah,
it's just going to take time.
Knowing past discussions that we've had on this issue and the potential cost involved, it appears that it is going to require some kind of a coalition of agencies to do it. And, you know, my concern is I hope we can do that within 6 years we have left. That's
And that's the reason why, Commissioner Vassallo, I am pushing to have a joint meeting with the City Council on this very issue. We have made the determination not to mix it in with the RFP, just to keep those things separate. But hopefully beginning of November with the City Council to, because we'll hopefully have enough information and data that we can say, is everybody on board with moving forward with this? And if so, in what way? And so that way we can put an agreement together between our two organizations to at least have a foundation to start moving forward with. So, and ultimately, you all may say no. You know, you may make that choice, but we haven't had that conversation yet. So we're doing everything we can to be able to get that information pulled together for
this
you.
Let's spur it forward, at least.
I feel like I'm dragging everybody with me, but I'm.
But I
also know, like, time frame is really, really tight right now.
And I would say historically, we react faster than FEMA does to anything, so it's probably a safe assumption that they're not going to change direction.
I'm gonna assume that.
Yeah. So where are we at? Be ready. You haven't read the title of the resolution. You want to do that?
Sure.
Please.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-036, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the task order agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Forest Green Associates, Inc., authorizing execution of the task order agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the task order agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the task order agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vassallo,
move that we approve Resolution 19-036, the task order agreement that was recommended to the director by council.
So,
motion by Commissioner Vassallo and second by Commissioner Mueller. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call vote. Mueller.
Aye.
Mr. Vlasic.
Aye.
Mr. Bassman.
Aye.
Mr. McCarville.
Aye.
Mr. Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. Look forward to getting that work moving. So back on to the consideration of approval of the owner participation agreement between MDC and RWP, Meridian LLC, KA LLC, and corresponding resolution 19-037.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, we put this on the agenda in potential hope that we might have it ready. It's not ready yet. Myself and legal counsel for MKA and is it Brent Keller?
Mm-hmm. Brandon.
Brandon Keller, and then also Eric Davis met, and we kind of went over the concepts. And I think we were all in agreement on the concepts. And then legal counsel for MK and myself kind of went through it and got it where we were comfortable and then sent it over to Eric Davis. And at this point, it's in his attorney's hands to take a look at. So we put it on there in hopes that it might be ready. It's not going to be ready. Really, the sense of urgency is kind of in their court. This pertains to the piece of property that's going to have the public parking on it and whatnot on the other side of the tracks over there. So hopefully next meeting.
You don't foresee them needing it any sooner than that, hopefully.
I think what I gathered was that they've been getting extensions, but that Eric was willing to continue to give them extensions until they get it figured out.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that's at. I think MKA is certainly pushing. Eric's been kind of pulled along, so see.
Okay.
I think we're there. I hope we're there.
We'll look and see it next.
Coming soon.
Meeting.
Okay. Yep. And this is just for the public improvement stuff, the sidewalk,
right.
Curb gutter, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. Thank you. I'll do item 11. I won't read through all that.
I'm not going to read it three times fast when we get to the resolution. This is another piece of the property in the 10 Mile District out by the interchange that Brighton and all of their cousin entities have been working on. The development agreement, owner participation agreement we have with them has Brighton as the developer, the one that's responsible to put in all the public infrastructure, with the other partners not being responsible for that. They are in the process of selling this, another small piece, to these entities, and this is like the agreement that we executed last time that says these folks are not the developer. They don't have to put in the public infrastructure. They just have to comply with paying their taxes and indemnifying us for just the stuff related to their property. And there's just a lot of entities in the title. It's longer than it looked, or it looks longer than it is. But that's the gist of that agreement. Similar to the one we did last meeting.
For the Paylocity building.
For the Paylocity, yeah. What I would, on this one, have you do is approve it, and you can sign it today, but I don't think they've closed on it. I think they were going to close like October 1, so I'll just hang on to it, and then when I hear they've closed, then they can come and get it and sign it, and they'll record it.
Questions or confirmations? If not, would you title the resolution, please?
I will make an attempt, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-038. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the acknowledgement agreement between BVA 10 Mile No. 1 LLC, Alquist Development LLC, SCS 10 Mile Crossing LLC, DWT Investments LLC, and the Administrative Trust established under the Tomlinson Family Trust UAB April 7, 1982, as amended. Collectively, they're called SBG owner. And the Meridian Development Corporation, authorizing the execution of the agreement by Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the officers and administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Sure.
I make a motion that we approve Resolution Number 19-038 as read in by Council, and authorize him to deliver that upon closing at the appropriate time.
Second. So motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any further discussion? Not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well.
Joel.
Our action items onto the discussion items, the Old Town Lots update, Ashley.
So just to give the board an update as where things stand in terms of starting construction, everything is kind of hinging on First Interstate Bank relinquishing the easements. Sounds like we've hit everybody who has been going on vacation and just out of the office, and it's at the regional level, it's not here locally. Conversation I had with Denise from Pacific Company last week, it sounds like there's some movement on that. I know the city's been putting pressure on First Interstate, and I've been putting pressure on people I know, just to let them know that they're really the singular thing holding up construction, because ACHG can't sign the permit until the easements are relinquished. The city can't issue their permit until ACHG signs off, and so we're all just kind of sitting around waiting. So, but Pacific Companies has committed that as soon as they're ready to go, they will move forward. So,
questions on that one? I'll move on to the Civic Block update.
So, RFP proposals are due on October 4th. So that is coming up really close. I'm really excited about that. And just to reiterate, we do have a joint meeting with City Council on October 22nd. Thank you to everybody who has confirmed that. It's really important because we do lose the mayor and Commissioner Berndt as board members. So our quorum is really important to be able to uphold. So if you think there's any sort of issue that you're not going to be able to attend and you've committed to doing so, please let me know as quickly as possible. And council member Joe Borton and I have a bet on if we're going to be able to get this done in one night. He seems committed that we're going to be able to do so. It's just putting that on the record.
That's funny. He's also a Mark Duck fan, so
I don't bet unless it's against the Ducks.
He thinks it's going to be one meeting. I'm
sure.
Kind of shake my head.
Do legislatures still stop the clock so that it will
reach? I've heard rumors of that, Commissioner Bassalon. I've never seen it, actually.
Never seen it in action.
All right. Yeah, so please, everybody, let Ashley know if there's going to be an issue there on the UPRR update.
So the environmental cleanup on the one building will be occurring next Tuesday. And I've been communicating back and forth with Bill Truax quite a bit. It sounds like there is been movement on the purchase and sale agreement with Union Pacific. I know last week that Union Pacific agreed to drop the deed restriction for residential, assuming a clean phase one report is submitted to them. And from what Bill texted me this afternoon, it sounds like he thinks everything else is going to be completed this week with UP. So fingers crossed. Regardless, he is moving forward with his architect and other group of consultants on the civil engineering design and architecture standpoint. So they're moving forward as if this is all going to occur. So exciting.
For what it's worth, department, his mother-in-law was telling people at the BRT board meeting that he was developing the property across the street from the BRT building. So
he doesn't let many people know who his mother-in-law is.
If anybody doesn't know that, that's Bill Truax's mother-in-law. Bill's married to Elaine's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty quiet about it.
But she was excited. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement around it. He's sent me some screenshots of things that they're looking at and contemplating from a design aspect. So he's for real on this. I mean, he's doing everything he can to move this along.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Bless you. Is that a
sneeze or a laugh? It was a motion.
Last page of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings. I just wanted to point out, after our discussion with the executive committee, we are not going to hold our own forums for candidates, but wanted to highlight that this Friday morning at the MDBA general meeting, there will be the mayoral candidate forum. So even if you're not a member of the MDBA personally or haven't been involved, you're still welcome to be there. So at the Compass VRT building. And then the chamber, during their chamber economic excellence lunch, will have a mayoral candidate forum as well. And then on the October MDBA general meeting, I didn't put it on here yet, that's when they'll have the city council candidates. So, and if there's any other forums, I'll let you all know too. I don't believe so.
No.
I think they made the choice just to stick to the mayor.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Squires, are all the candidates showing up on Friday?
No. I'm sorry?
Are all the candidates showing up? Are they?
I know for Friday, it sounds like in...
Bring your popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be snacks and coffee.
Mr. Chair, we had also talked about providing a couple questions that were going to be asked for that forum. Are we still?
I know that the board came up with their questions. I talked to Nick Grove, who I knew was going to be part of that conversation last week. I don't know the outcome, but I did ask if there was a way to at least incorporate somehow the vision for Destination Downtown into a question and how that would be. Sure. Thank you. Yeah, come on.
Yes, please do.
I tried to stop by before the meeting.
Lindsay Bowser, Association. So the board has formed four questions, and I'll just kind of share the topical ideas. And you know, if you have any like burning desires that you maybe want to try to work into that, we did indicate that we give a little bit of time for like related questions to be asked after they kind of give their spiel. So the four questions are: what is this related to previous involvement with downtown and/or the downtown? The other one is related to what does Meridian Downtown look like at the end of your 4-year term? And then another one is related to, I forget the wording of it, but basically ideas for things that could have an economic impact on downtown. And then finally, a question related to their thoughts on funding mechanisms for a downtown district, particularly after the sunset of an urban renewal agency. So make sure you program the IP, that kind of thing.
I think you did good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to. The plan is we're not going to be able to ask all four questions of every candidate because each person's only had 10 minutes to speak. So we were going to pull two questions at random for each candidate. That way we're getting a little bit of a variety of talking points. And we did ultimately decide to actually just pull in each candidate one at a time.
Can we suggest which question should go to which candidate?
I didn't promise
please?
At random. I merely thought that would be a good format, but if anybody has
I have some excellent suggestions.
Pull me aside afterwards.
This number goes to you. This number goes to you.
I look forward to it, and I hope anybody... You know, I hope that all feel welcome to come. I did try to put a little bit of extra emphasis out there in both the agenda that gets sent out to all downtown businesses that we have email addresses for, whether they're members or not, emphasizing that you don't have to be a member to join us for this, as well as I put a little bit of money toward sharing the event on social media, hopefully getting the event seen outside
mm-hmm.
of just our followers. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good turnout. And then, you know, of course, also open to anybody who has feedback or requests for an approach from city council candidates, as we will not be able to give each of them 10 minutes probably when we do host them. So,
How did we do that in the past?
We invited them to give like a 1-minute introduction. And then we asked, the question that we asked was specifically, how do you envision working with our urban renewal agency?
And went through each one of them and
mm-hmm.
let them answer it. So that was
one question.
Yeah, it was literally one question.
And that was when there were, you know, we probably had 15 people.
That was the council candidates, yeah.
We
had everybody but, like, I think one or two. Huh?
Probably two times ago.
Yeah.
Waiting for the call.
It was when Russell Jokey was running for city council. Because that was interesting.
Well, thanks for your work on that.
Thanks.
It's hard to celebrate the fireworks. anything else on committee meetings, actually? Council's report.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Administrator's report.
Nothing further, thank you.
Chairman's report, I was just going to bring up, I did attend the PRC board meeting in Diane's place because she was gone. There wasn't really anything directly impacting Meridian, downtown Meridian or 10 Mile in that meeting, but they're doing some things that might eventually impact us. One is they're expanding the bike share program.
Mm.
They're changing vendors. They sent out a request for proposals and are negotiating, or they authorized the board authorized the administrator to a new contract with them. Don't remember the name of the company, but it's an electronic assist bike instead
mm-hmm.
of just a regular bike. And so they'll hopefully be changing all those out and adding a significant number of them. And at some point in the future, they might be expanding the service area, but right now it's just focused on downtown Boise. But they might expand into other areas.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But they shared some statistics about the differences between bikes and scooters, and you know the short difference is bikes are more popular for longer trips, slightly longer trips, and older demographic. So they thought there was, you know, even though there's a lot of scooters coming into the market, that there's still room for bikes, and that e-bikes would. And then also some of the things they're expanding some routes and the hours of some routes too. So it sounds like BRT, you know, they're getting they're pushing to offer more services, which is a good thing. Other than that, I don't have anything else to add. Does anyone? I think they need to share any public comments. We can stick around for a while if you guys want.
Absolutely.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.